Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington farmer Michael Vitito about a practical Farmers of Iowa field day on cover crops he's hosting on June 26th. This is part two of a two-part interview.
For those who are attending the field day, what new things do you think farmers could learn at this field day?
Well, I mean, for those that are already using stuff, you know, it'll maybe some of the stuff that we're doing will give them different ideas on how they could implement different practices, you know, different ways of doing things on their operation, because every farmer does things a little bit different. So it's always good to see, you know, what other people are doing and what works well for them and what doesn't work well for them. So, you know, we're playing around with some stuff with, like, for example, we're using twin row cereal rye ahead of corn. So we've got two rows of rye about 7 or 8 inches apart, and then we've got a 20 to 22-inch gap that we've got no cover crops in to plant our corn into. So it's kind of like a biological strip till, and it helps with the seedling disease that we talked about earlier and nutrient tie-up with the rye and whatnot. So it's kind of a way to split the difference between, you know, cover crops everywhere and you know, your no cover crop situations. And so we've been playing with that for a couple of years, and so we'll be talking about that at the field day as well. But yeah, just everybody does things a little bit different, and we'll talk about what's worked for us and what hasn't worked well for us, and, you know, hopefully we can get input from other people as well on what's working for them and what's not working for them, and everybody can all learn together.
And why does your family emphasize on using no-till and cover crops on your land?
Well, our operation's always been a conservation-minded operation. You know, we like to try and take care of the land as best as we possibly can and leave it in as good or better shape, you know, hopefully better shape for future generations than it was when we got it. And, you know, that's kind of the main goal, or the, you know, cover crops and no-till is the main way to do that at this point in time, you know, and so that's a big reason why we're doing it. You know, going way back, my grandpa was one of the first ones to start using a chisel plow instead of a mold-bore plow, and that's kind of evolved into, you know, when my dad was younger, they were some of the first ones back in the 80s to start no-tilling and really expand on that, and so now we're, you know, kind of moving on to the cover crop ball game and taking things from there. And, you know, it's just kind of an evolutionary process on the journey of conservation and soil health and everything. So that's kind of where we're at.
Why do you think it's important to host this event on cover crops in the Washington area?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of people that use cover crops and are similar conservation-minded operations in our area. So, you know, there's a lot of knowledge in the area, but, you know, unless people kind of say, hey, let's get together and talk about stuff, it doesn't always seem to happen. So, you know, just trying to provide a structured spot for people to come and talk about stuff and learn from each other and whatnot, you know, I think that's important. And I think we'll get other people from outside just, you know, the Washington County area as well that want to come learn about things. So, you know, but Washington County being such a hot spot for conservation and cover crops and everything, I think it's a great fit, because we've got a lot of good resources here close by and a lot of good examples close by that people can come and see how people are making it work.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington farmer Michael Vitito about a practical Farmers of Iowa field day on cover crops he's hosting on June 26th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.